KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 7:06, we have partly cloudy skies, 22 degrees here in Atlantic. We look forward to be partly cloudy today with a high in the upper 40s. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Jeff Behrens of Stifel Investments. In Southwest Iowa news, authorities in two states said yesterday they were on the lookout for two subjects involved in a high-speed chase that took place late Wednesday night. According to reports, the chase began in Nottoway County, Missouri at around 9:30 p.m. Wednesday. The chase then crossed into Page County, where authorities were set up to lay down stop sticks, but the vehicle being chased was abandoned beforehand. The subjects took off on foot and remain at large. Authorities said they reportedly do not pose a threat to the public. The Cass County K-9 Unit, Page County Sheriff's Office, officers with the Clarinda Police Department, and members of the Iowa State Patrol were among the law enforcement agencies assisting in that overnight search. No other details are currently available. The Montgomery County Sheriff's Office says a Red Oak man was arrested Thursday on a Pottawatomie County warrant. 25-year-old Ian Anthony Clark was taken into custody at around 12:10 p.m. Thursday on a warrant for sexual abuse in the third degree. Clark was being held in Montgomery County Jail on $32,000 bond. And at around 5:20 p.m. on Wednesday, deputies in Montgomery County arrested 31-year-old David Allen Shuffler of Red Oak on two warrants stemming out of Montgomery County for failure to appear on original possession of controlled substance and possession of drug paraphernalia charges. Shuffler was being held in Montgomery County Jail on $1,300 bond. The driver of a vehicle involved in a collision in Red Oak complained of pain Thursday afternoon but was not transported to the hospital. Authorities say Red Oak police were called to the scene of a two-vehicle property damage accident at the intersection of Highway 34 and North 8th Street in Red Oak at around 4 p.m. Thursday. An investigation revealed a 2006 Chrysler Town & Country van driven by 42-year-old Jennifer Sundberg of Stanton was traveling west on Highway 34. 25-year-old Jay McDaniel of Villisca was traveling south in a 2008 Ford Mustang and stopped at the intersection, but then continued south and in the process failed to yield. His car hit the van on its passenger side, causing a total of $8,000 damage. No serious injuries were reported to officers immediately following the accident, but Sundberg did complain of some pain. McDaniel was cited by police for failure to obey a stop sign. A woman from Missouri was arrested Thursday evening in Montgomery County. Sheriff's officials say 33-year-old Natalie Gibbler of Tarkio, Missouri, was arrested at around 6:30 p.m. for interference with official acts and driving while suspended. Gibbler was being held in Montgomery County Jail on $300 cash bond. Students at the Atlantic High School have the chance to participate in a graduation incentive program to promote volunteerism in the Atlantic area. Atlantic Area Chamber of Commerce Executive Director Weta Hargens and Program Director Kate Christensen spoke about the Silver Cord program during Wednesday night's meeting of the Atlantic School Board. Hargens said the Atlantic High School seniors who volunteer a minimum of 200 hours through their high school career will graduate with a Silver Cord and be eligible for a $500 scholarship provided by the chamber.
This program is a program that you'll see all across the state of Iowa, either the Silver Cord or something very similar to it. I was familiar with it when I was a Main Street director in Corning, so when I started here, I was like, this is a great program, let's try to get it into place. That's kind of where it got started.
Kate Christensen said they're excited to bring the Silver Cord program to Atlantic because it's important to students and the college they choose to attend and their future as adults. She said colleges are looking at the program and have kids involved in volunteerism now and learn how it can build a community and grow the population. When they finish college, they'll want to grow their roots here and expand, making the community bigger and better. Kate said that students are eligible to earn volunteer hours during the summer of their freshman year. They must have a total of 200 hours, as I mentioned, of volunteering by May the 1st of their senior year in order to qualify, or a minimum of 50 hours per year.
They can do more than that. We encourage it. We want them to be out there in their communities doing lots of different things. Whoever has the most hours and completes a brief kind of informational sheet about kind of what they learned and what they did will be given the scholarship.
The hours will be prorated for this, the first year of the program, and for new students. Students can sign up for the program by picking up a packet, which includes a parent consent form, at the chamber office, your high school guidance counselor's office, or online. The student will then receive a Silver Cord badge and be able to volunteer with any local organization listed at AtlanticIowa.com or VolunteerSpot.com. VolunteerSpot.com is being used as part of the Silver Cord program to provide a list of current and past organizations seeking volunteer help. Members of the community can also go there to learn where they can lend a hand. Christensen said students earn credits every time they volunteer because the organization they are helping must fill out a verification form.
The school will upload the hours onto a Google Drive spreadsheet, and then we keep track of it and update it so that we know how many hours the kids have.
Weta Hargan says students and teachers were presented with the program last fall, and their focus now is to remind students about it and get them to recruit as volunteers. In the funeral announcements, Mary Beth Marasek, age 90 of Atlantic, died Monday at the Cass County Hospital. Funeral services for Mary Beth Marasek will be today at 10:30 at the Saints Peter and Paul Catholic Church in Atlantic. Hockenberry Family Care in Atlantic has arrangements. Larry Kay, age 76 of Walnut, died Monday at his home. Funeral services for Larry Kay will be today at 11 o'clock at St. Patrick's Catholic Church in Walnut. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Avoca has arrangements. Ethel Fritz, age 92 of Avoca and formerly of rural Oakland, died Monday at Avoca Nursing and Rehab. Funeral services for Ethel Fritz will be today at 1:30 at St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Oakland. Reconvene Funeral Home in Oakland has arrangements. Nora Carmichael, age 72 of Harlan, died February 17th at Murtu Medical Center in Harlan. Funeral services for Nora Carmichael will be tomorrow at 10:30 at the Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. Jacob Hartvigsen, age 21 of Audubon, died Saturday at the University of Iowa Hospitals and Clinics. Funeral services for Jacob Hartvigsen will be tomorrow at 10:30 at Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Kimbleton. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Tom Rutherford, age 75 of Manila, died Thursday at Manning Regional Hospital. Funeral services for Tom Rutherford will be tomorrow at 10:30 at the Sacred Heart Church in Manila. Odie Funeral Home of Manila has arrangements. Floyd Jacobson, age 87 of Atlantic, died Wednesday at his home. A celebration of life service with military honors will be held for Floyd Jacobson on Saturday at 2 o'clock at the First United Methodist Church in Atlantic, who is in charge of the arrangements. Judy Stevenson, age 77 of Atlantic, died February 19th at Mercy Medical Center in Des Moines. A celebration of life service for Judy Stevenson will be held tomorrow at 2 o'clock at the Atlantic High School Auditorium. Roland Funeral Home of Atlantic has arrangements. James Dago Marcellino, age 58 of Kimbleton, died Tuesday at Mercy Hospital in Des Moines. Funeral services for James Marcellino will be tomorrow at 2 o'clock at the House Barn Conference Center in Manning. Odie Funeral Home in Kimbleton has arrangements. Alice Mertz, age 88 of Griswold and formerly of Carson, died Thursday at the Griswold Care Center. Funeral services for Alice Mertz will be held Monday at 10:30 at the Carson United Methodist Church. Reconvene Funeral Home of Oakland has arrangements. Ronnie Rapp, age 76 of Oakland, died Saturday at the Oakland Manor. Funeral services for Ronnie Lee Rapp will be held Monday at 10:30 at the Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Avoca. And Lissa Marsh, age 68 of Atlantic, died Monday at Atlantic Specialty Care. Funeral services for Lissa Marsh will be on Tuesday at 10:30 at Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic. The news was brought to you this hour by Jeff Moranz of Stiefel Investments. Give him a call at 712-243-5500. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.